What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's quick video is gonna be titled Showing You What I Bought at the Local Exitu, which is the Colombian version of it's like the Colombian version of Walmart in a way, but not as, obviously, it's not gonna be as grand as Walmart, but Exitu is kind of like the Colombian version of Walmart in a way. So today, guys, before TFM's live stream begins in like 4 minutes, I'm gonna show you what I bought. There is inflation in Colombia, you know, there's inflation all over the world. I can tell prices are different today than last time I was here. For example, the bus from the airport to here is 17 pesos, which is a little bit over $4. It used to be 14,000 pesos, which made it a little bit over $3.50. You know, to us Americans, it's not that big of a deal, but to the locals, it is. And for me, it is, because I'm a cheap Jew. So let's get right into this video before the TFM live stream begins. So as you guys see, I bought a kilo of chicken. A kilo of chicken has a bone in it. A kilo of chicken with a bone is about 20,000, is about 20 pesos, which is about, divide by four, it's about $5. A kilo is a little bit over 2 pounds. I know at Walmart you can get chicken like this, but without the bone, for $2.97. So if you times 297 by two, that's $6. Now take away the fact that they don't have a bone to add in the chicken breast at the end. This is about the same price as if you actually buy it from America. So this is not a, you know, by our standards, this is not a bad deal for the local people. You know, they're literally paying what we pay in America for this at Walmart. This spaghetti over here, guys, this one has the fiber in it. I bought it because, you know, definitely you need the fiber. This cost me 8.7 pesos, which is a little bit over $2. So this cost me $2. You guys can get regular spaghetti for like $1 for 4 pesos. But again, I got the fiber, so that cost a little bit more. So it's $2 and about 20 cents for that. Obviously, I bought two of these, so that way I get about a little bit over a kilo of chicken. This over here, guys, as you guys can see, this I bought. This is about 500 grams. This is about a pound of vegetables. This cost me maize. Which one is it? It's not salsa, it's maize, obviously. So this one cost me 8.2 pesos, which is about $2. Now this is probably a little bit of a better deal compared to America. I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, guys. If you know how to shop right in America, you're still getting pretty damn good deals in America, okay? Now, the most shocking thing is this over here. This is just regular, sauce, nothing fancy. Now, this cost me 15 pesos. This almost cost me $4. Now, one of the things I took notice of here in Colombia, guys, for some reason, pasta sauce in Colombia cost a lot. Like, pasta sauce in Colombia cost literally 2 to almost 3 times the price of what we pay for it in America. So imagine buying something like this in America for $1.99, and here you are paying, you know, almost $4 for it. You know, that's ridiculous. I don't know why pasta costs so much here in Colombia. You know, a lot of stuff in America that we buy really cheap for like $1, $2, like peanut butter. Like peanut butter here in Colombia cost, I don't know, cost close to $5. You know, imagine buying peanut butter that cost us, you know, maybe $1.99 in America. You're paying $5 for it here in Colombia. I don't know, maybe the government is doing that on purpose so people don't get fat and ugly like in America, which would be a good idea. But that's very expensive, guys, if you ask me. This energy drink, guys, is 3 pesos, which is well under a dollar. Like if you buy Monster is over $2, but if you buy the locally produced energy drinks, you're paying under a dollar. So overall, guys, you're pretty much paying the same prices as you would in America overall. I mean, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. You can eat good in America for $10 a day. In fact, if you go to Pollo Loco, you get half a chicken, rice, and beans for about $11, you know. In all honesty, here in Colombia, guys, if you're really not into cooking your own food, you can actually eat out every day. Like, you can eat out for about 25 to 30 pesos, which is about $6 to $8, okay? You can literally eat out here every day in Colombia for under $8. Only reason I'm doing this is so I can show you the prices of eating on your own. Not to mention, I need to stop eating all the fatty foods like burgers and fries and stuff like that. So I need to start cooking. But in all honesty, guys, here in Colombia, you're really not saving much money compared to America. And you're definitely not saving much money by not eating out. Again, you can go to a nice burger joint, get yourself, large fries, a big size burger. Like yesterday, I went to, if you're following me on Instagram, you should because I post all this on Instagram. Yesterday, I went to got a big old burger, fries, and Coke Zero. I ended up buying it for like what? 30 pesos, 32 pesos, which is like $8. So, yeah, guys, at the end of the day, guys, said it before, and I'm gonna say it again, in Colombia, or anywhere in the world, you're really not saving that much on food. When it comes to America, you do save by eating out because you're not paying people $20 an hour to flip a burger. So yeah, that's the price of the goods. It's 58 pesos. Take away the energy drink, which cost 3 pesos, which is well under a dollar. Everything you guys see here, 58 pesos. So 58 pesos divided by 4 makes it what, like $15, a little bit under $15. This will last, 2 maybe 3 days. This will last 2 maybe 3 days. So yeah, guys, yeah, this will last, no, this I'm gonna eat this all in one day. This might last 2 days. So yeah, at the end of the day, guys, if I'm gonna eat out on, if I'm gonna eat my own food that I like to cook, I'm looking at about almost $10 a day. It really should be $8 a day, but I added in spaghetti for the, well, I got fiber in here, but at the end of the day, guys, I like to have some spaghetti and some sauce, you know. So yeah, that kind of upped my budget from $7, $8 a day to a little bit more. And again, inflation is happening all over the world. So anyway, guys, I'm gonna log off and go watch TFM's video.